Sports Hub headlines.
One day away from the Patriots beginning the postseason as they host the Titans at Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady.
These are fun games to play in. So, you know, everyone has worked pretty hard to get to this point. Only eight teams playing this weekend. So, it doesn't matter if you're young or old. It's a great feeling to be in this place. So, I know we're excited. We've had a good week. And, just got to go out there and try to play our best.
So that is the late game on Saturday, Tennessee and New England. The early game, Philadelphia plays host to Atlanta. Then on Sunday, Pittsburgh and Jacksonville, followed by New Orleans' visit to Minnesota. Celtics beat the Sixers 114-103 in London yesterday. They get a few days off now. They don't go again until they come back to the TD Garden for a game on Tuesday night against New Orleans. The Bruins' home game against Florida last week, that was postponed due to the weather. That's been rescheduled for Sunday, April 8th at 7:30. Celtics game that day has been moved up to a 1 p.m. tip-off. Bruins don't go until still another night off. Tomorrow night, they will visit Montreal. Headlines brought to you by Barrett's Ale House in Bridgewater, Fall River, North Attleboro, and now West Bridgewater. Check out barrettsalehouse.com and see you at the house. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Missed something? Be sure to like us on Facebook for great moments from the shows and breaking sports news. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jim tells me in my ear, there's a TV station here from Tennessee. Is that right?
Did they bring the spicy chicken?
Yeah, I called Zoe just to make sure he was okay with it. I forgot to tell you the rest of the year.
It's not the TV station we played yesterday, is it?
I don't think so.
Oh.
They better bring something to wager a bet on.
Yeah. I'm going to send them chowder if they send us chicken.
It's supposed to be here at noon. They're an hour early.
Oh.
That's all right.
Oh. Hey. Well, they like to run out of time in Tennessee.
Well, maybe they're on their time.
Nope.
Central.
They would be behind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to this. Willie McGinnis on a podcast at NFL Network paints a picture. That's what he calls it. He paints a picture of the situation with Garoppolo and Brady. And there is a newsworthy item in this answer from Willie McGinnis about Jimmy Garoppolo and his willingness to stay with the New England Patriots.
Jimmy!
All right, so let's have a listen. It's on a podcast on NFL Network. Who's the host? Give me the name one more
Dave
time.
Dave Damashek.
Dave Damashek.
Damn it. There's a lot of fantasy and stuff.
Yeah. Here's the answer from Willie McGinnis.
I was told in the preseason that the gathering storm was going to be Brady v. Garoppolo for the starting gig in 2018.
Let me just paint the picture for you really quick. They did offer Jimmy a 4 to 5 year contract extension, but out of respect for the level that Tom was still playing at, still MVP, could be the MVP this year, coming off an MVP performance at the Super Bowl, and him saying that I want to play for 5 more years, realistically, maybe it's 3 or 4, right? Mm-hmm. So they did offer Jimmy G an extension for 4 to 5 years. In the extension, it was saying Tom is going to be the starter. We're going to give you this amount of money. When he decides to retire, you're going to jump right in and the escalators will kick in. You'll be making a certain amount. Jimmy G was on board with that and he was okay with that. The conflict was they shared the same agent, Don Yee. So if you share the same agent, Tom's already given the hometown discount, Because if you're the greatest ever, you're not going to be making $15 million a year on paper, mm-hmm. right? So he's not going to do that with this other golden egg. That's he doesn't have a lot of clients. So Jimmy would have to fire Don Yee. Now, you got to trade him in the first deadline. The deal still didn't happen because Don Yee is saying, you'd be crazy. You'll be making $25 million or plus if you just hang in there as a free agent. Or if you go somewhere else, that's the going rate.
The agent. He says the problem was the agent because Jimmy Garoppolo was willing to stay.
Okay, and what did
I wanted to play ball?
What I tell you? What I tell you on that deal when it was first reported that it was in the 17-18? If that was true, he would have jumped all over that. Four at 18 per. That it's an Osweiler type deal with escalators. Could probably take it up north of 25 per. See, but we don't know the details of the numbers. They could have offered him a 4-year deal at $10 million per year with escalators that could hit 18. We don't know that. But if Willie's telling you that was offered, it was offered. Very connected.
Okay, but this, forget that part. What about the part about the fact that it's been played up that the Patriots couldn't give Jimmy what he wanted, which was he wanted to play? Oh, Willie's telling you, no, he was willing to stay. Yeah. He was willing to stay a New England Patriot. Right. He was willing to wait it out a little longer.
That's what I'm saying. You're in a, you know nothing else. So you got 4 years here. You know you got the greatest coach. You've been groomed. I would have stayed. If you're offered four at 18 per, I'd sign that sucker in a minute.
He's going to make more.
Yeah.
He's going to make way more this offseason.
But you didn't know that in August is what I'm saying. Now that you're 5-0 San Francisco, hell yeah, he's going to make more. NFL.com's got him as the number one free agent. Like, that's huge. Huge money. Guy's going to get paid.
Of course he is.
What Carmen Policy say yesterday? Get the Vaseline.
Listen, if that's what Don Yee told him, that's good sound advice. That's a good sound piece of advice for his client.
He brings up a good point. He doesn't have a ton of clients. Like, Don Yee is not the big quarterback guru agent. That's a Tom Condon type thing.
So listen, from a Patriots perspective, having both guys have the same agent hurts because they couldn't ever tell Jimmy Garoppolo what their real plan was. They couldn't do it. If the Patriots' plan, if Bill Belichick's plan was to let Brady play one more year after this, right? This is a complete hypothetical. Jimmy, Brady's last year with the team is going to be 2018. The 2018 season is going to be his last year here.
So then you're saying that Don Yee screwed this whole thing up.
Well, not screwed it up.
Well, I mean,
no, he didn't do. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, Don Yee, his representative, is not going to agree to a contract. He's doing his job technically, but a lot of people think it's Kraft going gun to the head. The Bill, you can't franchise him.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Listen, Don Yee did his job and did it well. Right. He's representing his clients in the best way possible. That's his job. Yep. But the problem is they couldn't tell Jimmy Garoppolo and his representative, hey, you're the starter in 2019 because the same guy represents Brady and would then know that Brady was not going to be the starter in a year. That would create issues. Telling Jimmy would be telling Tom. They're one and the same because of the same agent. And so that was probably problematic in all of this for the Patriots. But now we hear that it wasn't about Jimmy G flat out rejecting any offer that the Patriots put his way. It's that, according to Willie McGinnis, his agent gave him good advice and said, you can make a lot more money going elsewhere.
He's right.
And he's absolutely right. Yeah. The agent was right.
You could have told him that. I mean, we all could have told him that.
Anybody could have told him that.
That's common sense.
But that's different than what's been reported elsewhere. That he, you know, rejected it because he wanted to play. No. Apparently it was rejected because the agent didn't want to entertain it. Despite Don Yee's claims of there being no formal offers. Were there no formal offers because you wouldn't let it get to a formal offer?
You're already 4 years in.
Being played there.
You sign a 4 or 5 year deal. That takes you to year 9 of your career. Think about how under market he would have been at a certain number at that point if it was the case as opposed to going out and starting a franchise by yourself. And also for him, too, from a long-range perspective, you're not following Brady. Everything he would have done here would have been compared to Tom.
Yeah, I don't think that kid cared.
I don't think he cared either, but that's what we care about. That's whoever's going to follow Bill is going to be compared to Bill.
Yeah, I'm just saying to his credit, I don't think he cared.
Dolphins are still looking for a guy to follow Marino.
I think there will be plenty of guys who do care, and I don't think he was one of them.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have let it bother him. He would have done it and not thought about it. And you know there are plenty of guys that will think about it. Right?
Yeah. Human element.
Absolutely. Let's go to Joe, who's in New Hampshire. Hi, Joe.
Oh, I got to take you off speaker.
Okay.
Sorry about that. It's really a lot better with it. Hey, I just wanted to point out the fact that I think that. Am I on?
Yeah, you're up. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted to point out the fact that we're talking about the agent. So I think that with that deal that came, I think there was some speak of an open competition between Jimmy and Tom, and I think that got back to Tom through the agent, which forced Yee's hand to say, no, we're not signing that because I don't want an open competition between two guys that I have as clients. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
I don't understand the question. What?
He wanted no open competition among clients. Or the motivating factor is that he's an agent,
and his
job is to make his clients money, and he knew the money would be better elsewhere, which it will be.
And the problem, too, is you
represent... The way Willie said it, though, it was that the agent wasn't going to make enough money if Jimmy stayed. That's the way Willie positioned it.
He doesn't have a lot of clients.
Right. He's not wrong.
No.
But if you're an agent, your job is to get your client paid the most amount of money. And if your advice to your client is, hey, you're going to make a lot more money elsewhere, and I'm also going to make a lot more money elsewhere, that's the job. You get hired for money. That's what you're there for. Get me the best contract. Yeah. Get me the most money.
See, except with his big client, Brady.
Problem is, too, he's representing the greatest guy to ever play. That's the problem here. It's a unique situation. In an ideal world, it's conflict of interest to have two guys competing at it.
Even if Tom Brady's not making the most money that he could be making, having Tom Brady, and he still has large contracts, is better than having like 25 other bottom half of the roster guys that you're trying to make a living on. It's better to have if you're an agent, it is always better to have the big fish.
Yep.
That is steady, guaranteed income.
Hey, if you're a top quarterback coming out, if you're Rosen or if you're Darnold net, aren't you going to say, boy, hey, Don Yee, pick up the phone, call me. Let's talk. You got Brady. You got Garoppolo. Yeah, let's get you a stable going. See, it's thought that Dave Dunn, who succeeded after Steinberg, was the big QB agent. I know that. I think they've had some issues with Dunn here. So, should have been in Jimmy's best interest. I know he's going to make the money now, but say 2 years ago, you know what? I don't like the way this is trending. I'm gonna switch agents here because this is going to keep happening and happening and happening again. We saw it in camp. I stand by what I said. He seemed dejected in camp.
When this came out, when this story came out and we discussed
like Brady's
it
not getting any worse.
When we discussed this story, you said that you were blown away by the report, the Wickersham part about it being 4 years. In 17, 18 million, which was, I think, the number that was reported in that story. And you thought that was insane, and there's no way that that was offered.
I don't think that was offered.
You still don't believe it, even after hearing Willie McGinnis say it.
No, because he didn't say the number. I think there was a 4 or 5 year deal offered probably around, to what we were talking about in the $10 to $15 million range, which is highly different.
I believe that report when it came out, and I believe it even more now. I absolutely believe that they offered that because. The years and the length of the deal, they could lock him up for that amount of time. If they offered that same kind of money over 2 years, he'd be like, yep, let's do that. Let's take that deal. When you lock him up 4 or 5 years?
See, the 4 or 5,
with
then,
no
that,
guarantees
like I said,
of when you will start. Because
it takes him to year 9.
You have the same agent?
It's almost like he'll miss the next deal.
That. Which is why they would have had to offer such a big dollar amount.
See, bottom line.
That's why, so they had to offer that kind
bottom
of
line, and I know he's doing the right thing for the client, but at the end of the day, you, the agent, works for the player.
And he's
so
got.
Let's not all
and
put
Jimmy
on
Garoppolo is in a much better situation now.
Yeah,
he's a starting quarterback, and he's about to get a giant paycheck. CBS Sports Minute is brought to you by. Actually, it's brought to you by us. John Feinstein asks, "Just how true?
We didn't bring it.
Hey, what day did the Riff story come out on ESPN?
Friday.
Yeah. Well, here we are, a week later.
So we don't.
And John Feinstein is asking.
Feinpud.
A week later.
John Feinpud.
How true is this potential rift within the Patriots organization?
Wake up, Feinstein.
He hasn't gotten around to this story yet this week, but I'm glad he was able to fit us in before the end of the week. Feinstein on the Patriots right now.
Hey, sports fans. Time for the weird.
Zoleg.
The wild. Bertrand. And the unexpected.
How's his butt look?
Tight. It looks good.
Good.
Zoleg and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Hey, Providence, challenge us accepted, I guess?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we got
I mean,
to.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Look, we just got done finishing some Kansas City barbecue, which, by the way...
We weren't expecting to get any.
Yeah, they totally guaranteed us that we were not getting any of that.
Yeah, it was nice.
The chowder, Pappy's chowder up in Camden, okay. Maine. They'll send it. I know.
And
that
he'll know because he's from there.
And right. Guys, I'm allergic to shellfish, so if you could find something else to accommodate my needs, that would be great.
No, look, we're huge underdogs. We totally get that. We're playing the New England, the juggernauts of the thing.
But we're scrappy, and we like it that way.
We are scrappy, and we can make cute weather graphics too.
You heard of the bomb cyclone? Well, we got a Category 8 hurricane coming into New England. It's Hurricane Mariota. That is going to be blitzing the New England coastline. And my gosh, there are going to be so many touchdowns thrown to Eric Decker. Maybe you know of him. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting game, guys. It's Hurricane Mariota. That is going to be blitzing the New England coastline. And my gosh, there are going to be so many touchdowns thrown to Eric Decker.
How'd your little stand up there with the Tennessee people go?
Oh, good. Good friends from Channel 4 down in Tennessee. They actually hate that other show. I said, you guys aren't that hokey show that's doing the little bet back show? And forth bets. So that head anchor, she doesn't like shellfish, huh?
Or anything. Really?
Well, you're from up there, so you know how good the chowder
is. I'm allergic to shellfish, so if you could find something else to accommodate my needs, that would be great.
Huh. Accommodate my needs. Story of her life.
I got something.
Accommodate my needs.
Yes, I actually have a gluten allergy. I have a dairy sensitivity. And also, I'm not crazy about carbs. So if you could just, let's have a bet with some kind of like a lean type of protein, maybe a salmon. Do you have a salmon? Or no... No shellfish.
Do you cook the salmon
she doesn't
on that
like
little
sea,
plank
she's not
board?
Big into seafood, right. though.
Oh, she so. Seafoods and she eats it.
Dummy.
Big, big fat girl.
It's not...
Not true at all.
Not true.
Not true at all.
But we looked up Nashville yesterday. It's a good-sized market.
Good, decent-sized market. Decent bigger than we thought
market.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great town from all indications.
Yeah people love
there.
It there.
I've been there.
These guys are staying at the Four Seasons, they said.
Four Seasons?
Yeah.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Big time market here.
Are you
dude.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you're not. You are? No, you're not. I'm like, what the hell kind of station is that? I want to go work in Nashville.
I'll tell you where they're staying off there.
Let's go work in Nashville.
They're staying down by the stadium, but not on Pat's Place campus.
Well, those rooms are expensive this week.
Yeah.
Those rooms are stupid expensive on the
sure,
weekends.
They jack them up.
Price like $1,000 a room or something crazy.
Price gouging.
Eric and Charlotte on taking the ball first. Eric.
What's up, Eric?
As this happened. Oh, wow. You got to be real quick. I literally just called in.
2 minutes and 35 seconds.
We're begging for calls.
Service?
How about that?
Yeah, it's incredible service.
People are dead. Guys. People are dead. They're overlooking everything this week. They think the Titans
yeah,
are dead.
Deserve it.
The fans are dead.
No, well, see, now, I was, obviously, Beetle, you saw me, you know, I saw you when I was down at the Jets game, and I didn't know if it's going to be cold again, and, you know, I liked the whole taking the ball first. I just found it funny. I kind of didn't expect it at the beginning of the game, but do you think that, you know, I want them to take the ball first, but do you guys think that weather is playing in? Maybe it was getting colder in the day?
Sorry. I mean, if I go to hear one more person ask me about the weather. Oh, my God, the weather's coming in. Right. Do you realize
that is brilliant.
Do you realize you have a coach and a quarterback that has handled weather better than anybody, who used to, when they had grass, turn on the sprinklers and have the Foxborough High team muddy the field to new. I mean, give me a break about now we're worried about weather.
No, we're the
team in the Northeast.
No.
I know that.
So you're on board with taking the ball first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And there's one more thing before.
This is what we're talking about. Oh, I just hung up on him. Eric, call us back if you want. Call us back. We're talking about whether or not to take the ball first. That's what this has come down to today. If you win the coin toss, are you taking the ball?
Yes.
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 Yes, they've
I
already
set that
done
tone.
This.
Right.
The double score?
Hey, here
not
you go.
Not as important as putting Brady on the field first now.
Night game, Gillette Stadium. There's Belichick on the sidelines. There's Brady with the ball. Let's go.
Here's a tweet last night that I screenshotted to my good friend Hardy about the weather for this game. Harvey Leonard tweeted this. Guy's a legend. Be prepared for bitter cold for the pass game. Starting out in the 20s, possibly dropping into the teens by the end of the game with biting northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, with a slight chance of a touch of freezing drizzle or very light snow.
What's a touch of? Like just a...
A touch.
Like a little...
A little dab. A little dab will do you. Kiss of snow. Yep, that's what it is. Mwah. Freezing mist. 20s.
Why did you say
freezing
spinning?
Freezing mist. It's not enjoyable.
Freezing mist. You know who's nervous about
okay,
this?
Okay, so in the 20s with the wind, it's going to feel a lot colder than that.
Do you know who's been complaining about this
I thought
all
it was
going to
be warm on Saturday.
No.
It is going to be warm on Saturday.
During the
Saturday
morning. And it's going to
be like a
40
degree temperature drop tomorrow.
Whoa! Do you know who's been...
That's why I'm worried about
bring
the freezing.
That.
Do you know who's been bitching about this and talking about this nonstop since the beginning of the week? That guy. Jim Louth. I'm so worried about your nose.
It's a 40 degree drop after getting 2 inches of rain. It's going to be a skating rink driving home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there won't be any accidents.
You know who you should ask is Felger. He's got great,
he's got great
driving
abilities. He'll actually cook you up a bowl of cauliflower.
Can he call
you
all 65,000 people that are going to the game and they're going to get lubed up all day, then driving home after the game?
You see the picture? You see that picture on the Instagram yesterday?
You're
Felger
good,
a couple days ago at the stove making his cauliflower?
No.
It's like a hell of a kitchen.
Who put it on Instagram?
I'm not going to lie. That stove is
who put it on
nice.
Instagram?
Nice. Six burner? Commercial grade.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like
Viking,
to say.
Viking, huh?
Very nice.
That's
very
like a
$12,000
show.
Oh, it's pricey.
Got the twin sub Z's.
What's that on?
Hidden there.
Is that on Instagram?
Yeah.
Who's?
Yeah, the
Woods.
Yeah, check out her Instagram.
Yeah, pull that up for me.
I will. It's
they tore that down and rebuilt, right?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Just know that he's got a nice stove. Just cooking his cauliflower.
Afraid to say where they live.
I bet that guy's making close to $50,000 a year now. Felger is just killing it.
Definitely. Definitely.
Damn it. They came to him to re-up him, and they said, hey, we're going to give you an extra 5G a year. He said, hell yes. Sign me up.
Not that much. Come on.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Here it is. Here it is. You take a look. Look at that stove.
Jesus H.
Man, I'd like to have that.
Oh, my God. They got one of those things that come out of the wall.
It's a Wolf?
Pot. It's a pot filler.
A
Hardy.
Wolf? What's
come
that?
Here,
Wolf stove?
Who the hell cooks all that? She doesn't cook. That's if you have parties.
Oh, here it is right here.
I told you, 12
grand. Oh, there it is. There's that. There's their stove. You just Google it.
That's not that bad. That's a nice stove.
Just Google Felger's stove?
No, I Googled Wolf stove. It's the first thing that came up.
You got to see
you can
stove.
Buy the stove for $4,600. Right. It's nice.
I want to see the kitchen, though. That's the exact stove.
Gorgeous.
Oh, see,
that is
thing.
Nice.
That's how you fill pasta pots up.
Yeah, yeah, fill up, yeah it's water. Yes, we're aware. H2O for your cooking.
God, he's got Fred Toucher pants on.
He's making a little cauliflower rice there. Yeah. Tess is smart. She's making cookies. Smart kid.
No, it's a kid.
Yeah.
Kids like cookies.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of creepy about that? It looks like Brady and his kid cooking. You know what I'm saying? You get those ones where Brady does the Instagram and he's cooking pancakes there with Ben or Viv, right? And they're mixing up. It's the same thing.
Is that first, you had... Tom
guy.
Versus Time.
Yes.
And now you've got
Felger.
Felger versus his family.
Yes. Felger versus real people.
That's a nice stove,
That's
a though.
Nice. I like the backsplash.
That's nice.
You like the pot filler, don't you?
He loves the pot filler.
We gotta go to afternoon drive. Like, we gotta get that.
Coming up next,
how much pasta are you making, though?
That's for parties.
To necessitate a pot filler?
Like, you get some old Italian lady comes over and I'm making the gravy.
Sports Hub headlines.
You need the pot filler for the gravy, though. All right, we're one day away from Patriots-Titans at Gillette Stadium. It's an 8:15 kickoff tomorrow night in Foxborough. The early game tomorrow, Atlanta visits NFC number one seed Philadelphia, who are the underdogs in this game. That's right. Falcons coming in as 3-point favorites for tomorrow's game. Celtics over the Sixers, 114-103 in London yesterday, despite the fact that Philly was up 22 points in the second quarter. Brad Stevens?
I mean, just as a group, we needed to be more assertive. We needed to play with more force than we did. We were behind a step, it seemed like, a lot in the first half. I don't think we were ready for the punch they gave us in the first half. But again, to our guys' credit, it's a 48-minute game, and they kept going. And I thought he was much more aggressive in the second half.
Green will have a few days off before they resume the schedule at home against the New Orleans Pelicans on Tuesday night.
Manny, look at this Pelican fly. Come on, Pelican.
Headlines.
Manny, look at the Pelican.
Are brought to you by Hooters during every playoff game. Buy a $3 Bud or Bud Light draft and Get a limited edition Bud Light Super Bowl 52 glass. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Dolak, Bertrand.
Are they aliens?
Dolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5 The Sports Hub. It's time to read.
With Key Jacques Collaborant. Le Nombre.
And react.
Bitch, keep messing with the wrong bitch.
With Solak and Bertrand.
The blessing.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ring react on a Friday.
Yeah.
Before a playoff game. Let's do it, so.
I'm ready.
Do it. Harding.
So we get to put you up there and roast you all season long, just like those beautiful tenderloins, ribeyes, and beautiful fillets at the steakhouse.
Put you right up there.
React.
Right up there on a spit. Just spin you around.
Good grief.
Then just marinate it.
Here we go. Saturday afternoon before the Patriots and Titans play, it's the Falcons at the Eagles.
Huh.
Atlanta coach Dan Quinn talking about his team handling adversity all season long.
When you get hit, you know, how are you going to respond? And so I've seen our club respond, especially over the last few weeks, because that's going to happen in the game. There's going to be adversity to go, and I felt like that group has gotten stronger in that part of, you know, their mental approach. So,
no question.
Yeah.
You know how, like, you have that thing on your Dunkin' app?
Yeah, Dunkin'
DD Perks app?
DD Perks, yeah.
You get your coffee to go, like order this. On to go. You go to Applebee's or Chili's now, and you get a little parking spot. You get it ordered to go.
Yeah.
Okay, where's this going?
Where do you ever order adversity to go? That's what he's talking about.
Where can you pick up adversity?
What the hell is he talking about?
That's what we're asking.
Adversity?
You go through the tough spots. You come back through the other way, maybe a little stronger, a little more mindset for it. I also kind of say we don't rely on anybody outside our walls where the, you know, people who want to.
You know, you say a lot of things. You say a lot of things that nobody cares to
hear.
Shut up. What are you
talking about?
Or understand.
Like, if I was him, I would be so sick of answering questions about last year and being hit in adversity and are you back and how bad is it?
Don't rely on anyone outside their walls. For what?
You get a little adversity to go. I have a large adversity and a.
You know, a lot of teams.
A side of kick me in the nuts.
Rely on meteors to hit the other teams that they have to play.
Kick us out a couple weeks ago, or now rubbing the guys on the back. So
what the?
We just rely on us to get ready.
No, you don't. You celebrate Thursday as the dedicated to the ball. You're Pete Carroll Jr. You're such a Pete Carroll wannabe.
Serious question?
I want to play them
serious
again
question.
To rip their hearts
what
out.
What the hell is he talking about?
Serious question. Is the collapse of last year helping them right now?
No.
Do we have the answer yet?
No,
I think this weekend we have a better answer.
They're going to beat Philly. They're going to an NFC championship.
And that's
game.
Two playoff wins after having what happened to them.
But why are they winning the games? They are talented. They have talent. What's up there? Okay.
That's a bra commercial, though.
I think that if they win this weekend and they're back in the NFC title game, that to me is a win for them this year after the ending last season.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, moving on.
Go ahead.
Breathe. React.
The Bills fan destroying his TV after the game last weekend.
I finally saw that. I think it's fake.
Of course they are. Yeah. They all are.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, Jags, Steelers. Blake Bortles asked about all the criticism he's getting from players around the league. I haven't heard any. Are other players around the league critical of Blake Bortles?
Yeah, the teams that play him twice a year are laughing at him.
The teams that he beats call him garbage and below average.
Criticism question. How many more games you gotta win? How much more do you have to do to silence the haters?
Yeah, it'll probably never stop. And there's people that think LeBron James sucks. So if that happens, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that always think I suck.
No,
I think people call him the greatest player in the world.
People that don't like
is
LeBron James.
Is he comparing himself to LeBron James?
Nobody's ever said LeBron sucks. That's foolish.
I don't necessarily hold people to whenever they mention another player or another person as comparing themselves to that. What I take issue with is him saying there are people that... Let's hear that again, Blake.
And there's people that think LeBron James sucks. So.
No, there really aren't. Nobody thinks he sucks. They think he's dislikable. They think he's an egomaniac. They think he's dumb. But nobody thinks he sucks.
So if that happens, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that always think I suck. Appreciate it. Hey.
Who's the woman laughing in the background?
Appreciate it.
Or a guy. Yeah, that'd make me laugh too. All right, so Ben Roethlisberger asked about his future, sticking with this game here for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You remember last year?
Oh, he was supposed to retire.
He's going to, I don't know.
Maybe I'm not good anymore.
I don't know.
When it comes to the crowd, do you savor this one a little bit more, knowing that with every offseason that you contemplate that this could be your last game at Heinz Field, or do you treat every game like that?
What's he going to say?
It's a good question, though.
What's he going to say? I'm going to predict it.
We'll see what tomorrow brings.
See what's next.
Yeah, you have to treat every game like it could be your last, because you never know when it is.
There it is.
You know, we saw an example of that, obviously, earlier in the season with Ryan. You just never know when it could be your last. Hoping it's not his last, but you know, you have to go out and play every play and enjoy every play and every game like it could be your last.
Do you think this is your last game at Heinz Field, or is that something you?
I'm not thinking about that right now. I don't think it is my last. But
just retire tonight.
Right now, I'm going out to play this one and give it everything I have.
They're
going to
get beat.
Just
Sunday.
Quit tonight.
Like,
quit
right now.
Quit before you even play
you
the
know
game.
What?
Give it up.
They're going to get beat Sunday.
This guy's been talking about this for 2 years.
Sunday 1 o'clock's a weird spot for them.
Just say it already.
It's going to be a game, folks.
Say you're done. Say you don't want to do it anymore. Say you're tired. Say you're hurt. Say you like your family more than you like football. Just get out.
They're all looking ahead to next week. This guy's talking about retirement. Le'Veon Bell's got comments out there. And I just need to win a Super Bowl. I don't care about anything after
easy,
this.
Easy,
so.
Easy. Your quarterback's putting out movies this week.
Derek Johnson, the all-time leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs.
Wow.
What game do you want to watch most this weekend?
Patriots.
Patriots when I'm called.
After that, the Saints.
You have to.
I love the Saints.
Saints at Vikings. Sunday afternoon. So current and former Vikings took part in a promotional video for the playoffs. This is like a hype video, Jim?
Who did?
These are members
it's
of the
special.
Saints.
Okay.
Who so, that?
Who did?
Current?
No. Vikings.
The Vikings did, not
current
the Saints.
Current and former Vikings.
Oh.
In a promotional video
okay.
for the playoffs.
Well, Zoe can't name any current Vikings.
Hold on.
John.
I think they have a receiver named Diggs.
Bet there's a Steve.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he went to Maryland.
Okay.
You can name their running backs. Come on.
Chris. I can't. I
yes,
swear
you
God,
can.
I can.
Is there a Chris?
Come on. You can name the running backs. You know the
kid
back.
Was Adrian in, Peterson? He was with the Raiders. The kid was with
yep,
the Raiders.
There you go. You're on to it. What's his name?
Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray.
Good.
All right. Let's listen to the audio from this.
That's it.
Vikings promotional video.
We do wholeheartedly thank you for your passion for the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota.
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 This year,
the Super Bowl comes to Minnesota.
The Super Bowl is coming to our home.
Who's the old
our
guy?
Home.
Who's the old guy?
Your football score. So
this year,
the Super Bowl comes to Minnesota.
The Super Bowl is coming to our home.
Our home.
Our home. This is our north and we will defend it.
Let's bring it home.
Bring it home.
For 52.
Let's bring it home for Bud.
For the Purple People Eaters.
For Denny.
For the Met. The Dome. And our new home.
For my old teammates.
For all the blood, sweat, and tears.
Bring it home for Minnesota.
For NFL history.
For Vikings everywhere.
For 98. For our community.
Bring it home for Minnesota.
It's not bad. I bet it's much better with the video.
Well, I'm fired up.
They're not thinking about this week. They're thinking about the Super Bowl, aren't
right.
they?
Yeah, right. they are. They're definitely getting ahead of
well,
themselves.
They're thinking about. I mean, the game itself.
Come on, Saints.
I mean, they say it in the
Come
video,
on,
Jim.
Saints.
You're worried about Super Brady Bowl. Dropping a Facebook video this week. They're dropping a Super Bowl video this week.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, on their
the
team's
Super
Twitter account.
Super Bowl comes to Minnesota.
Yeah,
he
see?
Scores and plays on highlights. Like,
I don't think it's a bad thing to admit that you want to play in the Super Bowl. I know that around here it's really taboo. Like, go get ahead of yourself. You talk about the Super Bowl, you might as well quit now. The Patriots are playing to be in the Super Bowl. The Tennessee Titans want to be in the Super Bowl. The Saints, the Vikings. Everybody wants to play in the Super
Easy,
Bowl.
Easy, Mr.
Middle. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say you want to play in the Super Bowl. Hmm. And that your goal is the Super Bowl.
Raider Nation, this is a big effing deal.
This guy.
React.
And that guy wants a bowl cut.
Oh, good grief.
All that right, guy is so bad, Rich certainly made a song about him.
We got a lot of stuff to get to here, boys. Cowboys wide receiver Cole Beasley released a rap song called 86.
No, wait.
This did not go well.
Long-haired white honky released
well.
A rap song?
This didn't go well.
80 stings.
This probably sucks. You could get...
Say hello to Mrs. Slept On. Early mornings, I ain't slept long.
That's him?
Big headed, so I'm headstrong. Had to be just to be headed to where I was going, like my head gone.
Nope. Instead, I take it back.
I told them all that it's no biggie, but you're dead wrong. I'm the wrong one to be swept off up under the rug. Patience of a wondrous love to come from the mud and get y'all up off me. Flowing circles round them like drawstrings. Overheads get moss reach. For the stars, I was taught dream. Never stop, eat, wreak havoc.
White boy can rap.
What are 80s stings? Africanized bees?
The bee. When you get stung by the bee.
The killer bees.
You're running.
Wait, is there like a hook there? Is there?
And that's all we got.
It's just him like freestyling the whole time?
I don't know. I guess there's a shot at Michael Crabtree in here. Let's hear this.
You ain't talking money, then you've lost me. I'm saving all it for my offspring. Can't snatch a necklace up off me because I don't have one. Spent that on college funds for both my sons, but it's four accounts accounting for another.
I'm smarter with my money. I'm smarter with my money. Crabtree, be out there tripping,
dumbass, with your big chains.
Being dope.
Both my sons, but it's four accounts accounting for another two that's yet to come. Yes, I have enough. They can have some.
His offspring, I got him set up for school. And
is that a
rap
about having
another
more kids?
Two. I'm going to impregnate another two.
Is that a promise about having two more kids?
Yeah. He just said
maybe
I'm
his wife's pregnant with twins.
Maybe he's got two on the way.
Look it up. I got more.
Maybe.
Back when I remember them telling me to end this vision in my medulla. Now they telling me that athletes that's rapping can't do much. Gotta go harder. It's too much. All because of stigma. I reply with this first enigma.
So we have astigmatism.
Nope.
Just to learn the picture, my first description. Take the earth to spin before the verse can hit him. I'm the first with skin of what's against what's in it. Wow. Us rap elites, but actually it only took one to revert the system. Get him, look at how I curve the rhythm. Just squirting venom like a nervous cobra with no one, you know if that's.
That'd be so badass to make a song and like, put it in your car and be bumping. Like, just
I mean, his name's Beasley. It's got to be good, right?
Beasley, yeah. Oh, excellent.
Company
ass-kisser.
Man. Company man.
And it is important, and we are covering it, but we have to understand, too, that everybody's talking about this. Everybody's wondering about you.
Yes.
React.
Robert, you know, you think opioids and the crisis are important. We've got football drama to talk about. You need to understand that.
I sat in the car for an hour and a half to get here in traffic. Okay, I'm getting an answer to the question. We're talking about it.
Yes, I understand you're here with elected officials and important people that are trying to save lives. We're trying to talk football. Can't you understand that? Can't you do that? Can you accommodate me? I bet she would get along great with the anchor in Tennessee there.
Oh.
I'm sure.
Oh, the shellfish
two,
one?
Those two would love each other.
I have shellfish allergy.
It's their world.
Don't
We're all
forget.
Just living in it.
And guys, I'm allergic to shellfish, so if you could find something else to accommodate my needs, that would be great.
We've got a giveaway next. We've got a chance for you to win a Stop and Shop nice. Gift card on this Feed the Fan Friday. So we'll give away that gift card, $100 to Stop and Shop next.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Hello? Go ahead.
What was that?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Minutes till Josie, but first, Speed the Fan Fridays presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. You're going to get a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Can't beat that. You're going to get that gift card to feed their own fandom. That's right, stopandshop.com. Check them out. Get all your tailgate needs for tomorrow. What'd you get, Beetle? What do you got?
If I had a gift card?
Yeah.
The Stop and Shop?
Yeah, what'd you get for, like, the tailgate?
Oh, for the tailgate?
Sausage,
you get like sausage,
bratwurst.
Brats.
Oh.
You got to do the brats. And you know what you got to do? Before you bring the brats, zone his chips again, second Friday in a row with his chips.
That's good.
When you want to do the brats, what you do is you boil them. Mm. I like to boil mine in Sam Adams. You boil them in the Sam Adams. You know, you get them boiled at home. You don't cook them all the way. And then you bring them, like, partially cooked.
Right.
And you throw them on the grill.
You know what the trick
That's
is?
That's what I like to do.
Get a little toothpick and just little pricks all up and down the brats. You know, kind of lets the beer seep in. And
it's good.
And it makes sure that they don't, you know, crack and burst with the casing. So that's a trick. Little trick.
Yeah. So that's what I would say.
Guy Fieri taught me that. I was watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And just little pricks like that lets it marinate a little bit better.
Yes. That's what do you call that? A parboil. What a parboil.
Partial boil.
Yes. That's what you got to do. A little parboiling before you bring them, and then you throw them. That's the only time I've ever had a brat is at a football game.
You know what's called?
Tailgating. I don't think I've ever had one outside of that.
You're basically blanching them. It's like a blanch. Quick.
So I just got a piece of information. Was just talking to our new friends from Tennessee.
Nice people.
Oh, great people.
Big Joe.
And
he's got a radio show down
there. He was telling me about Mike Mularkey. And asking him the other day, they asked him about, you know, have you thought about the atmosphere? Have you thought about the mental aspect of going into Gillette to play a game? And he admitted that he hadn't really put a lot of thought into it. And I was just telling these guys about Peyton Manning talking about going to Gillette for night games. He has talked on the record about this. That's a creepy spot.
It is.
Gillette Stadium's in the middle of nowhere.
I said they bring you in that back way through the woods.
And for us, it's normal. For us, it's completely normal. You're like, oh, it's Foxborough. It's Route 1.
Yeah, you got bowling alley, got CBS scene, all that stuff.
For opposing teams that are used to going into cities every week,
right?
You know, and not paying much attention to where they are in their way from the hotel to the stadium, which is probably a 5-minute drive, you've got a different situation when you go to Foxborough. And the way you come in, you don't get off and drive down Route 1 if you're one of the teams. You get escorted in, and you go North Street, and you come through the woods. And you come down streets with no streetlights. And yes, you do have a police escort coming in complete darkness on both sides of the road. And you're like, where the hell are we? And Manning said, we used to come in for night games late in the year for an 8:15 kick. Team's going to get there what time?
5.
What time does it get dark here?
4.
Yep. It's going to be dark on their way in.
Yeah.
And there is the mental, where the bleep are we? We're in these middle of the woods. It's a little bit weird. This is not like any other place we go. And then all of a sudden, bam, you're in the parking lot. And you're like, oh, there's the stadium. Just kind of got this weird, creepy
vibe to it. Yeah, it's like
Manning said,
you know what it is?
Mentally, it used to screw us up every time we'd go in there for a night game because it's so odd.
Yeah.
Like, it's got like a mystique to it.
I take the kids to Witch's Woods at Halloween. And it's up there in Neshoba, but it used to be out in Sterling, like in the middle of the freaking woods.
Yes.
And you get there, and you sort of see the glow of the lights, because they have those, like, and you hear the you hear the generators, and all the lights are shown. And then you hear some...
I'll tell you, these TVs...
There's wackos out there.
You guys are staying there. You should do a story on this. Tonight, you should go out for a drive.
Yep.
We'll give you the route that the teams come in. You take the camera, drive the route the team will come in tomorrow in the dark, and you will see this and say, oh, my... Oh, my.
Remember when the Texans came here a few years ago?
Yes.
Glover Quinn described the whole thing.
Yes.
I have the audio.
Yes, play the audio.
I was getting a kick out of how you were describing the bus ride, because you guys don't say there is no place to stay close to Foxborough, so you got to take a bus to the stadium, and it's one of the weirder approaches to an NFL stadium, isn't it?
Man, it is very weird. I mean, you're driving literally through, like, the boonies, like... If you ever go at a night game, you're probably scared on this bus ride because it's, like, pitch black. There's hardly any, like, street lights. You're just like, what in the world? And then, like, you go through, like, this little, I don't know, couple of houses right here, and all of a sudden the stadium just pumps up, like, in the backyard. You're just like, whoa. It's definitely a weird, weird, weird place to play.
That is exactly
sure
right.
Get some pumpkins on the way in.
You take a left.
A little apple picking.
You take a turn. And you are next to, like, regular residential homes.
Yeah.
You drive about, I don't know, 150, 200 yards down this little road, and you're like, oh, we're here. Oh,
hi.
It's in the guy's backyard.
Look at that. He's got a lacrosse net there. How nice.
It is. Isn't that kind of weird?
That's wicked.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, they'll cover.
That's good. Good sound, Jim. Good find.
Good job, Jim.
We got full phone lines.
Playoff jersey.
Oh, actually, that's not correct. We have one. We have one open. Eric from Charlotte's back on the line. He called back. Dimitri in Chelsea says Nashville's a garbage city.
No.
I want to hear that.
No.
Josh in Rhode Island on Derrick Henry. Max talking about the Steelers this weekend. Al in Boston's got some TB12 stuff. We got one more open line. You want to grab it? I suggest you do it now because Phil Perry's coming in. He'll be here in 90 seconds. We'll take some calls with Phil Perry. How's that sound, Zoe? All right, do that next.